Welcome to Grand Theft Auto 5 spoiler cast. It's a little delayed. We actually should have done this like a week ago, but it's cool.
That's okay. Now we got a chance to talk, to play the multiplayer now that it's sort of working.
That
Sort
terrific multiplayer.
of. Yep.
Today we're just going to talk about just everything Grand Theft Auto 5. So if you haven't played Grand Theft Auto 5 yet, you probably should turn this off. Generally, that's a smart thing to do. Right?
Yo.
Yep.
All right, so I guess we can start off with first impressions of the game. Now that we've all beaten it, what do we think of it? And just kind of go through. And then we're
Well,
not going to talk about the story specifically yet, but what do you think of the overall game that we got for $60?
I mean, first I think we should talk about just the game, the single player game, and then the
Okay,
multiplayer
that's
stuff.
fine.
The single player game alone, I really liked. And I apologize for my mic being a little bit scratchy. There's something wrong with it. But yeah, the single player game I really liked. And it wasn't as, dramatic. It wasn't as serious as Grand Theft Auto 4 was. It was much more lighthearted, and there was a lot more silliness to be had, which I really liked.
It
I
still
liked the
felt
switch.
serious, though, I
Say
think.
what?
It still felt pretty serious.
If you compare it to Grand Theft Auto 4, it wasn't serious. I mean, like all of the parts in the game when you're like tripping on drugs,
Yeah, that's true.
like there were definitely serious moments. I'm not saying that at all, but just like Trevor's rampages, those were just put in there to be silly, really.
Yeah.
That there
So
would be a character that I, on a moment's notice, would just fucking bring out a gun and start killing hipsters.
yeah, so
That
that
mission
was
is amazing, by the way, I
so.
should say.
Overall, I really liked the single player campaign. I really liked the switching between all three characters. I think it worked really well. So, and it's the first time a game has really ever done that, which is cool.
It's fun. I mean, I thought it was well done.
Right on. Sam?
This is the first Grand Theft Auto game I've played all the way through. I have Grand Theft Auto 4, but unfortunately, I wasn't very interested in the story of that one. I played all the way through this one because it just looked so fucking good, and it was really, really good. I think I really, really like the characters. I like that, Franklin isn't just like a gangbanger. Like, he has that background, but he's trying to get out of the ghetto. He's trying to like build his life into something a little bit more than that. And Trevor is just insane. I'm pretty sure his voice actor is the same voice actor who does the psychos in Borderland.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure it's the same voice
Of
actor who
who?
sounds familiar.
Trevor?
Yeah. You should
I'm
look that up. I want to know if that's true. I
gonna
want to
find
know
that
if
out right now. I'm
you
looking that
should
up.
see if they're the same voice actor. I think that it sounds very familiar. I like that the guy that voices Frank West from Dead Rising is Michael. And I think Michael's probably the funniest character in like any video game. Well, no, I'd say that would be Trevor's story is a little bit more like the funniest thing I've ever seen in a video game. Just his whole arc, and if the I think the part that I the point where I knew that I loved this game was there is a particular scene with Trevor, and he has an associate named Wade, and you're in Wade's cousin's apartment. And his girlfriend gets back, and this is after you
Oh,
pulled
yeah.
heist and a bunch of stuff, and everybody gets super pissed. And at it, the scene ends with the woman has a gun out, the boyfriend has a knife, and Trevor's just kind of panicked. And then it goes to black, and then it goes to the door, and Trevor's just covered in blood, and he just closes the door, and just like very quietly, as though people were sleeping. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was. And then you put what's his face in the strip club or whatever.
Yeah,
The
Wade.
lackey.
You just take it over.
Yeah.
He never knows.
No,
'Cause you
he's not the psychos. At least
Say
it's not
what?
on here, it's not.
What else is the guy that voices Trevor Bennett? Now I'm really
The
curious.
guy who voices Trevor.
Yeah.
His name's Stephen Ogg. He's been in a bunch of TV series, one called Person of Interest. One called Third Watch, one called Law and Order.
Law and Order.
And a little game called Grand Theft Auto, and a little game called this actually is a little game. It's called Alone in the Dark. That's the only other game he was in.
I've heard of that game.
Weird.
Yeah, he was not much out of those, but he was really good.
I loved him as Trevor.
He looks very similar to Trevor when you actually look at him.
Hmm.
But yeah, I pretty much agree with everything that Sam said. Like, it's a lot of fun. It's a really fun, like, single-player game. There's a lot of funny moments where you're just like, what the fuck? Like, really? And, like, it's just a lot... It's just craziness all the time, which is... I mean, I have no problem with that at all. And, like, the cool... Like, the heist missions are the highlight of the game. Like, there's nothing better than those heist missions.
So, what would you guys say, like... And I'll start it off, but, like, what would you guys say are the negatives of the single-player game? Because for me, the negative... the big negative was that there wasn't, like, this huge... overarching story like there was in most Rockstar games. You know, it's just kind of
there wasn't a continuous plot.
Yeah,
there wasn't a
first. There wasn't an overarching plot.
We kind of get that with the first heist or the last heist that he pulled before he faked his death, leading up to Trevor coming back and finding out he's alive, and then he's pulling heists again. And then digging up the grave to find out that it was, what's his face? Dave? Whatever.
Brad.
Brad, yeah. The guy that they were with got shot, and I guess you could say that's the plot, and then, like, their fallout afterwards, and
I really feel like the game, more than anything, is more about relationships than it is, you know.
People, yeah.
It didn't really have a plot other than, you know, I mean, there was the first... Because the first heist that you pull has nothing to do with the last heist that you pull.
No.
And it has nothing to do with any of the heists in between. The first heist you pull is because you have to make up the money to the guy whose house pulled down the cliff.
Which was hilarious.
Which was a really fucking funny scene. but, you know, the last one is just because... He's trying to figure out a way to take care of Trevor.
Yeah.
Basically. I mean, because you have that scene where they attack the Meriwether train, and then they go to the beach, and he's like, okay, you know what? No, let's do the big one. The fucking Union Depository.
The big one!
The big one!
Yeah, there's not like an overarching story like with Red Dead or Grand Theft Auto 4.
Right.
Which, right. I mean, I didn't mind as much.
Red Dead was super compelling because it was about Marston, and he was fucking...
See, I think...
...of working for the government and fucking just to jump through all these hoops just to get his family, and then you finally get him, and then...
The big twist.
It's wonderful.
I don't know. I think Red Dead is a better game than this when it comes to story-wise. Just, like, the story was more impactful in Red Dead, but I still think this is a very good game.
Well, yeah, it's different because, like, I almost have to look at this game differently than I do most games, you know, because it's not, it doesn't have that really overarching story. It's just it has lots of awesome things about it. It's just not, I don't know. Ugh.
The thing is, you have to remember is, like, it was really hyped. Like, this thing was, like, hyped to hell and back, and I think... It met the hype to an extent, but at the same time, you know, it'll never meet that kind of hype that it had.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only game that's ever done that is Last of Us.
I say
The Last of Us met all my hype, at least. I don't know. But, like, this game, there was so much hype behind it, and it got very close to meeting the hype, but at the same time, there's, like, a few things I could complain about. You know, I complain the story isn't really the greatest. There's not really, like... I mean, I like the characters and they're engaging, but there was no real reason for me to like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen next.
Yeah, it's true. You know? That's very true. It's a good point.
Like Red Dead made me want to like see how this whole thing was going to finally end.
There wasn't really a plot to the game as much as it was. Here is the timeline of these three criminals, you know, time working together in the Los Santos area.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe that's part of
time is that time.
That's part of. I think that's what they wanted to do. Because I mean, like, think about it. Like, I mean, if you look at Grand Theft Auto 4 as episodes of Liberty City, I mean, those are inch individual episodes about different people, you know, doing different things. And maybe that's what the DLC for this game will be. Like, it'll be like we're seeing other people in Los Santos and what they're doing.
Well, you see this story, and I think part of the problem with having three characters is that you couldn't tell a very fluid story about those characters individually. You know,
I mean, I felt attached to Michael.
No, I felt attached to really all the characters. I mean, Trevor's definitely the farthest out there.
I feel like the three character system would have worked better if the three characters were like a lot more inherently close. Like if it was a family or if it was, you know, like three partners.
Yeah.
Who were good friends and respected one another. That'd be one thing, but they're all such completely different people, and they all live such completely different lives. Even though they're all criminals, you know, Franklin's got his thing where he has to deal with all the fucking everybody that he knows either fucking hates him or lives in the ghetto and doesn't understand why he wants out.
Yeah, they like being in.
But
the
then for some you know, reason. It's with Michael has completely other people, different people that hate him.
His family.
And that's like his family. He can't escape that. And like when they finally leave, he's like,
yeah,
fucking hurt.
Fuck, now I have absolutely nothing.
Right. And he's like fucking empty after that for a really long time.
Yeah.
And then Trevor's just a psychopath.
Which is the craziest motherfucker ever.
It's not cohesive. They don't like coordinate well.
Yeah.
Because they all have their own conflicts and struggles. And there's conflicts and struggles between them.
Yeah.
It's there's so much going on that there was never going to be a story.
Well, like, and I also feel like, you know, Franklin was too, like, Michael and Trevor had this huge relationship. And then Franklin was kind of just, he was just there. You know what I mean? Like,
I also felt that Franklin's story felt pegged on.
Yeah. I wasn't different.
Like, it's really sad to say it, but he is definitely the token black kid of the story.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, he is, it's true. He's not in there for any, if you look at the plot, it could have been developed far better if they had picked, like, the FBI agent that Michael works with as the third character. Yeah. And, like, made that the pivotal plot. Make Michael and Trevor's relationship the key plot and leave out the, you know, Franklin, and maybe add another character that was like in on it back in the day too, but they should all know each other and their relationship should be meaningful. And instead it felt like it was just like, oh, even though I used to be an asshole and I kill people all the time, I guess I'll just let this one black kid get away with this as long as he can becomes my protege all of a sudden because I'm in the middle of a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Like, that's not very believable.
Yeah, it's not really.
At the same time, it's not a bad story.
No, it's like, not. It's just, there's not, I mean,
it just could have been better.
Oh, yeah.
If you look at the story, like the main story missions, the missions that actually matter, you know, story wise, there's not a lot of them. There really isn't.
Oh, no.
There's the opening segment. There's the segment where, you know, they go to Denver or Colorado or wherever the fuck, you know, Brad's grave was Michael's grave is supposed to be. And so, like, that's obviously an important story mission, everything like that. But. You know, I don't know. I wish that there would have been like something that happened at the beginning, or at least as soon as like they all got back together, that, you know, I wish they would have owed like a fuck ton of money or gotten like a huge amount of trouble that they had to dig themselves out of. And then the end of the game would just be screwing over the person they've been paying the entire time, you know, and then you get all of that money you made back. And I think that would have been awesome, because that it wouldn't have been too complicated, and it would have worked a lot better than, oh, the FBI is telling us what to do, you know, because that's just I don't know. I don't know if I was into that whole thing, you know.
I wasn't really into that. I was very like, okay, why would this happen? Like, why? There's nothing that they are being employed to do that the FBI could not be doing on their own.
Yeah.
Like, this is really fucking fishy.
Yeah. I mean, and part of it was just making fun of the whole, you know, the government system, and that the fact that the, like, and it makes fun of the, how the FBI and the CIA in real life, you know, where, yeah, you know, they don't share information together, they don't usually work together, they hate each other, and they fight for, like, funding and shit like that, which, you know, if you look at it, is fucking stupid, because they're on the same team. You know,
I have to say, the waterboard scene was a little much for me.
Yeah, it was.
That was pretty over the top.
It definitely was. That was definitely the most kind of sketchy. It was definitely the most sketchy part of the game. I don't know. It kind of redeemed it a little bit afterwards, because Trevor had the monologue when he was driving him to the airport.
Yeah.
You know, and then that, it didn't give you an option to kill him. You had to take him to the airport, which, you know, I was like, okay, good, you know. So.
Yeah, it's sort of a weird thing to look at. I think the story is, well, it's a lot of fun, and, you know, playing through it is a good time. It could have been better. It feels maybe like they rushed the ending.
I don't feel like they rushed anything. I feel like they did it deliberately. I think that they know that it was just a series of events that, you know, one thing leading to another.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I think looking back, like, the positives of the game, I think that the big thing for Grand Theft Auto was that it's the impressive part about this Grand Theft Auto is the world that it creates, you know. It's just like, you know, all of these, you know, puns on society and everything, yeah, like that. It's creating this world. It's creating all of these stereotypes that we put on people. It's like, hey, what if all these stereotypes were true? This is how people would be all the time, you know? And so
it's true. It's a wonderful mockery of the real world.
Yeah.
I love the whole Life Invader, you know, all the little things that they swish around, and it's so obvious what it is, and it's so obvious how it's making them even more dumb than they already were.
Yeah. So that was pretty
cool. Yeah, like, all the social commentary is really well done, I think. Like, it's all really funny. Like, a lot of it got me just, like, chuckle and be like, oh, that's what they mean, you know, different things like that. I mean, yeah. I guess some people could think that some of it's taking it too far, but it's really funny. I enjoyed it.
Do we all pick the same ending, I'm guessing?
After I did A, I did C. Like, okay, after I did A, I went back and did C.
So you killed Trevor the first time?
Yeah, fuck Trevor.
Well, like, see, what happened was when I hit the ending and I had the choice, and he's, like, holding his phone, you know, making the decision.
Well, I was worried that C would mean that fucking...
What happens if you pick kill Trevor?
You kill Trevor. Trevor.
You and Michael go together and kill Trevor. What?
Crazy.
Yeah, well, the thing was, I thought C meant they all died, or that Franklin
I thought died. That C meant Franklin died, like, defending them or some shit. And so, yeah. I was like, well, I'm not killing Franklin. So, and so I had it, well, before I made the decision, I looked it up on my phone. I was like, what does C actually mean? Because it was very unclear, you know?
Very, very unclear.
So, yeah. So I ended up doing C after I found out, oh, it doesn't mean that Franklin dies, and that's all I read, and I put it down, and then I did it. So, yeah. Now, do you guys want to talk about the multiplayer now?
I mean, we can talk a little bit more about just the overarching... I guess that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, what would you give this game... If it was just a single-player game, I guess, what would you give the single-player game? I guess I kind
of... Just a single-player game? 9 out of 10. I loved it. I absolutely adored it. There wasn't a single... And this is something that Paul said to me a lot, and I think he may have mentioned this on the podcast. But it's really the kind of game where the next mission is nothing like the last mission.
Yeah, they do everything's totally
different. I can't think of, like, there are a couple missions that are like, okay, yeah, we've done this before. But the ratio of that to, like, how often you were encountering brand new things in the middle of a mission, it doesn't even compare. There's so... Every single mission is unique, and I loved that.
Yeah, and I think that actually might be a contributing factor to why the overarching story wasn't strong, because they wanted to do each mission so differently that they had to come up with these scenarios, like, out of their ass of, well, how can we get Trevor on a jetliner. You know?
Yeah.
So
that leads to you crashing your airplane into another airplane. Who wouldn't want to do that in a mission in a video game?
I'm going to say 9.4. I can't go to 9.5 just because...
No decimal point for mine. I'd give it a 9 out of 10, but I would be leaning in that direction, yes.
I can't hit 9.5 just because I think I said like 9.6 was Last of Us, and I think Last of Us is a better single player.
Well,
by a good amount.
I was going to give it a 9.5. So, yeah.
I would say, and then... Oh, go ahead,
The lack of overarching story prevents me from making it, you know, like a 10 or anything like that. Although I
would only give it a 10 if it was something like...
Perfect.
Yeah.
So...
Like, if somebody wrote something comparable to Lord of the Rings,
yeah,
like, maybe I'd give it a different.
Uncharted 2 is like a 9.9 for me.
Yeah, that's a strong 9.9.
Yeah.
I guess, like, final question, if we're comparing single players, I know these aren't anything related, but Game of the Year is going to look at it this way.
Let's not talk about Game of the Year.
What do you like better?
No.
We're not talking about Game of the Year right now. We're talking about Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, we'll talk about Game of the Year when it gets close to the Game of the Year, the end of the year. I know you want to talk. We'll talk about it after the podcast if you'd like. Okay. All right. So let's move on to the multiplayer clusterfuck that was its release.
Oh my god, that was awful. I don't know, like, some people were able to play it from day one, no problems. But for me and you, and I think you, Nate...
It didn't work for me till Wednesday.
I got in before Nate.
Me until Wednesday.
Right after podcast, I got
in. If I tried to get in before that, it would make me make a new character over and over and over again. And I eventually was like, well, fuck this, I'm just going to wait until they say that it works again.
Yeah, and like we said on the podcast last week, you know, and this is not a total defense or justification or for the shit show that it was, but they did sell 17.5 million copies in week one. And so it was to be expected that there were going to be problems, but it still, I don't think, was handled as well as it could have been.
Yeah,
it was handled very poorly.
Yeah, so... now that we've actually played the multiplayer, I mean, personally for me, I'll start it off, like, because of the server issues and just all the aggravation I went through, it has put, like, a sour taste in my mouth with the multiplayer.
Agreed.
Yeah, so it's just like, you know, I could play Grand Theft Auto right now, but, I'm okay. And, you know...
Yeah, I've been playing, like, Dark Souls and shit when I'm like... well, I could get online in Grand Theft Auto and, like, level my character up and maybe get, like, a new shotgun or something. And then I was, like, thinking about it. I was like, I'd rather be playing Dark Souls right now. That's a really weird thing to think.
All right. I'm level 10 in the multiplayer. So I've played a lot of it. I've done a lot of the shit in it. Honest to God, it is the same fucking thing over and over again. It's either you spawn in the world and some motherfucker drives by and runs you over or shoots you in the face and takes all your money, or you go and play a mission, which there's only two missions that you replay fucking so many different times in different areas of the world. There's one mission where you have to go get drugs and kill everyone and then bring the drugs back to the guy, and there's one mission where you have to go jack a car and bring it back to the guy, or you race, which is mostly what all the shit is. It's just fucking races. And then, or you do team deathmatch or free for all or whatever, and then you can also rob stores, which doesn't give you much money.
I will say I do like deathmatch in that game.
I do too. I mean, my biggest problem overall with the multiplayer is just the auto aim. I hate, like, in the single player, like, I got used to it and I was fine with it because it was a single player. But just for multiplayer, it's one of those games where it's just like, oh, I saw you first. Yep. So you're dead.
Well, that's why you've got to stick to range, because if they're too far away, you can't do that.
I don't know your component at all.
Well, I mean...
There's no fun to be had, really.
Well, I mean...
What I was complaining about was that you can't really party up with your friends very easily.
It's terrible. The party system is awful.
You just join your friends off the thing, and then it's like, oh, I hope my friends are here.
Well, like, I looked it up, and, like, even on fucking Xbox Live, if you got the game for your Xbox, and you're having, like, a party in-game, it doesn't function properly. You know, I mean, you can still keep communicating with that person over, you know, Xbox Live chat, you know, but like it doesn't pair you up, and it's extremely aggravating. And so, like, I mean, I would say
together when you try to matchmake or anything like that.
Yeah. And so, like, the free roam is, I mean, it's pretty cool. And I mean, the problem is that it can be annoying because obviously everyone just fucking is a troll and just, oh, if there's another player on the map, I have to kill them. And then, you know, once you get killed once by some random asshole in the map, you're like, well, now I have to kill everyone else in the map. Because, well, it's just like, yeah, because you're like, I'm afraid that they're going to take my money. And which is another problem of, like, if you earn a bunch of money and then you can't get to an ATM, you die.
That's so lame.
It sucks. Like, I can see where on paper that sounds like a good idea. It's a terrible idea.
It's a terrible idea.
It is the worst. I had fucking...
I could even understand, like, okay, if the only currency that you got in that world was from mugging and holding up liquor stores, then yeah. That's one thing. Like, if you did, like, a match-made death match and all that money just goes straight into your bank account and
yeah.
Only the money that you make in the world could be robbed, that's fine. I'm okay with that. But you can go into a string of deathmatch games and do really well and make a lot of money. And then if you don't
spawn back into the free world,
you spawn back into the regular free world.
And you get run over the moon spawn.
Hits you with their fucking truck or pegs you in the back of the head with a fucking baseball bat. Then you lost all that money.
Yeah. And it's just, it sucks. It's fucking sucks. And that's another thing. If you're doing free roam or if you're trying to do missions, the missions are really hard, like, if you're doing them solo. And so you need to pair up with people.
Impossible by yourself.
You need to pair up with people, which is fine if the matchmaking service was better. The problem is that you're like, oh, let me do a mission. Oh, it's 1 to 8 players for this mission. So then you'll do the auto invite bullshit, and then it invites everybody in your world. The only problem is there's only 16 people in the world, so it's
and
only
also
trying,
you can invite
only trying
your
to
friends list
you
and it'll invite
with 16
everyone.
People instead of opening it up to people that are in other games who are trying to do that mission. You know, it's fucking it's stupid.
Really,
it's stupid.
Done. Well, like, and then if it's like invite friends, it invites your whole friends list and sends them all a message. So I'm always like getting on PlayStation, seeing all these dumb messages from Grand Theft Auto, and it's like, I don't want to invite him. I want to invite a specific friend. That's it. And like, if you click join friends, it joins like one friend randomly. It doesn't. You don't get to choose what friend you join. It's so weird and so terribly done.
Yeah.
It's seriously one of the worst multiplayers I've ever played this gen.
That's an exaggeration.
No, I can't think of anything.
That is an exaggeration.
There's no fun to be had at all. It's the same game over and over and over again.
No, I played with Sam for a little bit, like, on
Friday. Did you play the same mission 3 times?
No, we didn't. Well, and another problem, like, I wanted to bring up that you were probably having, Nate, is that you need to advance in, like, what are the story missions to open up more missions.
The story missions are like 4-player missions that I've been joining, and they're the same thing as the last story mission I did. The game doesn't change. It's the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, like, one thing I will say is that you have to level up in order to get, you know, new missions, and it does take for fucking ever.
I'm level 10.
I know, and it takes, I'm sure you put a lot of work into getting level 10, but it's just that, like, I'm level 7 now after today. I played a little bit today, and it just takes, like, I won 2 races. I was really happy about, and like it filled up like 1/8 of my level up bar, and I was like, I just beat 5 other people in like a 12-minute race, and that's all I get, and I was fucking furious. I was fucking pissed, you know. Yeah. And so
there's a guy on my friends list who's level 40.
The leveling multiplayer that I'm not gonna say it's terrible, like, you know, you're saying.
Oh, it's really awful.
I have had fun with it. I'm just saying that it's very not polished.
Oh, like, I was having a lot of fun with it one time, and like, because I was running around robbing banks and like getting all this money, right? And I robbed almost every bank in the map, right? Me and this guy. And then out of nowhere, this motherfucker comes and shoots us, and we lose all the money. I'm like, what the fucking fuck? This isn't fun. And then so we're like, oh, let's just go do missions. We'll make money doing missions. And we literally did the same mission 3 fucking times in 3 different areas on the map. And I was like, okay, well, content's fun when it's the same fucking thing over and over again.
You have to vote for the next mission.
We did vote for the next mission. It was the same mission.
It gives you like three different. No, it gives you like six different options.
Okay, but the thing is, when the drug mission is the same fucking thing you're doing in a different area, it's the same fucking thing. You're not doing anything different.
Nate, what was happening was your party was probably all voting on that because that's their favorite fucking game type, and then you were voting on that because they were voting on that.
It's because we don't want to play fucking driving missions because everything else is a fucking race in the game.
Okay, yeah. Nate, you have to understand, there's 500 missions in the multiplayer.
And 100 of them are fucking driving.
Well, obviously. Okay.
Fucking races.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yes. You're.
But
you're
what I'm saying, you don't. I don't think you understand what I'm saying. Okay, so I'm saying I did a mission for Gerald, right? He tells me to go get these drugs from these guys. I'm like, okay, I'll go shoot these guys and get the drugs. The next mission is to go get an RV that has drugs, and I go get the RV and I shoot all the guys, take the RV and drive it back, and it's the same fucking thing I did again. Then he says go get the drugs again, and I go to a different area, go get the drugs and drive it back, and I've done the same thing three times on different places of the map.
Yes, Nate, that's great, but what did you expect? If there's 500 missions. Okay, there's going to be repeat. It's not going to be able to be completely like the single player where, like me and Sam were saying, that you have a different experience each fucking time, okay? That's the – especially when you're a low level. You're going to be grinding doing the same fucking missions. It's just like if you think of it as like an MMO, you're doing the same fucking thing over and over again. Sam's classic, you know, World of Warcraft. Oh, go to this area, collect three things, kill five of these things.
The thing is in MMOs, the quests are structured around like what you're doing. So you're in an area, you do a bunch of different quests, and you know, maybe this one is kill things, and maybe this one is go and do something else, or go grab this thing. The thing is, this is the same mission over and over again to grind, and nothing changes. There's no little like extra thing that's changing.
Okay, I'm disagreeing with you. The only thing I could meet you on is that the level up system, you know, you don't level up fast enough, and because you don't level up fast enough, not enough missions open up quickly enough. But like, I haven't had that problem.
I haven't had that problem either.
So my problem is more like with the ATM depositing, like, which I think is fucking stupid. Like if you're in a death match, that money should just
get. You can do it through the
internet
too, by the way.
Say what?
You can do it through the internet.
You can do it on your phone?
Yeah. That's how I've always done it.
Oh.
I'll teach you
how. That is something they should make a little bit more.
I did not know that.
When I was on my phone in multiplayer, and I was like, "Oh, banking." I was like, "Oh, I can deposit right to my phone. Cool."
Well, it's still. I mean, that makes it that helps, but still, that's still fucking stupid because I'll forget to do it one time, and someone will fucking kill me, and I'll be pissed. So
yeah, I've had it happen before. It sucks, and when you die, it seems you lose a ton of money, even when you do have it in the bank. It's hella weird. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
I think it's also weird that you have to fucking, in order to call somebody, it costs like $10. I mean, I know that's nothing. Or is it $100 or whatever?
No, it's $10, you're right.
It's just like, why? Why? Why does that cost money?
Because the thing is, money is going to be something that you can actually buy with real life cash. And the thing is, and Rockstar can make money that way.
Whatever.
Everything's going to cost money in the game, dude.
That's great. But I don't know. My biggest problem with the multiplayer is it just does not have enough polish right now. And the leveling system is broken.
The leveling system is just too difficult. That's all I can say about the multiplayer. I can do a lot of stuff that feels really fun and feels very fulfilling, and I don't get a lot of experience to show for it.
Yeah.
It's pretty upsetting.
Yeah, it sucks, you know, when you start out with a fucking pistol or a micro, you know, some machine gun, and this motherfucker, you know, snipes you from a fucking rooftop, you know, because he has no life, and he can get to that fucking level, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, he can buy an AK-47, he can buy a sniper rifle, he can buy an RPG, and you can't because you have no money because he killed you and stole it. So you know, it feels like a very unstructured MMO to me. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
So
anyway. Yeah, it's really unstructured. Like as bad as it gets, I think. Because the thing is, like, I can go on there with some friends, and, you know, there can be some fun things we can do. Like, I did one mission where people were in jets, and the rest of us were in motorcycles, and, like, the jets had to kill the motorcycles. Like, oh, this is fun, but you can only play that so many times. You're like, all right, well, we got to go back to the world, and then you go back to the world, and there's 16 douchebags waiting to kill you. So...
Another thing, a little thing I noticed that, you know, when me and Sam were playing, we were robbing liquor stores together, and Sam accidentally multiple times killed me.
Because they're auto target.
Our automatically targets. There's no way for me to be like, oh, we're clan members, even though we're in a fucking clan and our clan tags show up in the match. There's no way for it to be like, oh, they must be friends. Like,
maybe they shouldn't
fucking shoot him. And so I'll be, like, standing next to him in a liquor store, and I'll be holding my gun up at the guy at the register, and I'll be firing my gun to get him fucking scared.
You can yell on your mic and scare him.
Yeah, I know, but you can also fire your gun and stuff. And I was just firing the gun, and instead of firing the gun, because Paul was too close to me, my guy just automatically meleeed him in the face, which, by the way, is an auto-kill.
Yeah, pistol butt to the face is not a kill, but getting shot three times in the chest isn't. So
yeah, so whatever. Grant, that's auto logic. I don't know. I guess stand back every time we fucking rob a liquor store.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it just feels like there should be some sort of friendly fire. Like, obviously, I think we should still be able to kill each other, but, like, you know, pistol whipping.
I think they were like, oh, passive mode is for people that want to do that.
Yeah. Maybe.
No, but passive mode doesn't let you. You can't draw your guns or anything.
No, you can't. It takes the fun out of it, but it allows people not to kill you.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. If the ATM is too far away, I'll turn on passive mode and just go to the ATM.
Yeah. See, but then turning on passive mode costs money, and
it costs $100.
Only costs $100.
Well, all right. So
it would be something that I could say in real life with that level of.
I think that Grand Theft Auto Online is going to be something that could be fun in about a month from now.
Well, the rumor is this is going to be on PlayStation 4. Like, when PlayStation 4 and Xbox One come out, like, Grand Theft Auto Online will be something you can download and play on that. That's the rumor, at least. But I can tell you right now, at this point, I'm not going to touch Grand Theft Auto ever again.
Well, if this shit gets fixed, I'm totally all about Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, that'd be one thing. I mean, if it was everything that it promised and all those fucking trailers,
yeah,
then that'd be one thing. But it just didn't live up to my expectation of it.
It's just like, hey, you can do all this stuff you wanted to do in the trailer if you put in about 25 hours, and then maybe you'll finally
and
get
pay a little bit of real life money.
After you spend a day trying to log on.
Yeah.
Pay a little bit of real-life money, too, and I'm sure that'll work out for you.
All right. So let's give our rating for the multiplayer. I'm going to give it a solid 5.
5.
4.
Of course you would, Nate.
Sorry.
It's actually higher than I expected you to give.
I really just think it's awful. But the thing is, there's some stuff that is actually... Like, when I first got on it the first time I remember playing, like, I met some guy online, and we and him... gangbang people, just being douchebags, because that's what I'm good at. Because the thing was, we were trying to rob stores and we kept getting killed, so we're like, alright dude, fuck it, we're just gonna go kill everyone. So what we do is kill everyone.
I honestly think the most fun I had in that game, in the online so far, is when I looked at the map and I was like, oh, there's like 8 people over there, I bet there's a fight going on. Drove over there, sure enough, people were shooting at each other. And I just rolled up to the corner and honked my horn at one of the guys that was, like, getting shot at. And he jumped in my car and I drove off with him and just saved his ass.
And then it killed you and took your money.
Yeah.
No, man, we ran around, we killed a bunch of people, and then we fucking made off like bandits. It was awesome.
I remember, like, I had one guy, he tried to rob one of our stores, and he's sitting there in his car, like, trying to route something that says positive of his head. So I just blast him in the head. I'm like, bitch, don't rob my store. It's kind of funny.
You would.
Yeah, I'm kind of an asshole.
Yeah, reinforce being a dick on the internet.
Sorry, it's not something I normally do, actually, believe it or not. But, I mean, it's just, like, the thing about it is, like, there's so many cool ideas that should have been done in this thing to make it better. Like, no, I shouldn't have to get to level 25 before I can have fun. Like, I'm level 10, that means I put almost, like, 5 or 6 hours in there. to, you know, to do some of this stuff and just mess around. And I'm tired of races. If I have to do one more mission where I get a car for Simeon, I'm going to fucking shoot myself in the head. And deathmatch just isn't fun to me anymore since Call of Duty ruined it years ago. I don't like just getting on and shooting each other.
Is that there needs to be a fast travel system in the game, in the multiplayer. There needs to be a fast travel and
taxis.
I don't care if it's taxis, you know, I don't like if I could just open up my fucking map and like double click a location, that would be fine. It doesn't have to be justified. It doesn't have to be like the single player.
Oh, where every mission like you start and then you have to drive all the way there.
Yeah, exactly, because you get a lot of the missions through text messages like randomly, so like, oh, I'll take this mission. Oh, good, it's 5.9 miles away. So let me just drive across the entire fucking map to go do that. You know?
It's true.
So that's pretty annoying. Anyway, so I think Grand Theft Auto Online, if it gets updated and patched, I think it could be what it promised. Right now, it's not what it is. And I think
it's just not standing up straight. I think it'll get there as well. I just don't think it's anytime this week.
Yeah, this is something that I'm going to go back to right before the PlayStation 4 comes out and then probably never touch it again.
I'll never touch it again once Killzone's out.
Killzone Shadowfall.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I guess I'm kind of closing in a little bit more on the single player. Like, is there anything that you think specifically they should have taken out or put in specifically in the single player campaign? I mean, I think there should have been more heists. That's me.
Definitely more heists. The only thing I would have taken out is the torture scene. But I'm not
that was
like,
rough.
They have to take out the torture scene. I'm just kind of like, if you were going to take something out, that would be the thing to take out.
That was really hard to play through.
It was, because you didn't have a choice. You just had to go along with it, you know?
I remember, like, cringing when I went in the middle of it. I was like, ugh. Oof.
So. Yep.
Yeah. And do you guys know about the good sport system in Grand Theft Auto Online? I don't know if you heard about that at all.
If you leave during a match, you know,
yeah,
you get labeled as a bad sport, and then they put all the bad sports on one server.
And they get a dunce hat.
Oh, do they?
That's what I heard, yeah. So.
That's pretty cool.
That's hilarious.
All right, let's wrap it up. Okay.
I think that's about it for us. Anything else we can think we should say? Nothing?
Nope. Okay. I think we're solid.
This went over a lot better than the last one.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to send us an email, you can go to our website, which is fireeverythingpc.wix.com. And you can go on facebook.com/fireeverythingpodcast, and you can post on to us there, too. We release new episodes of the podcast every Wednesday or Thursday. Thursday, usually, if Paul is good at it. And so you can listen to that on iTunes as well, where you can give us a rating, 5 stars, 4 stars, not 3 or not 2, not 1. So there we go.
Yay.
And with that, we're good.